Rim Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WG. And the Meatheads are here.
The Meatheads. Oh. So happy to see you guys.
Hello.
You know, they play the part so beautifully.
They do. Yep.
All right, now these are the guys from Palina Market. They come in around all the major holidays, and they tell us what we got to do to get ready for the holidays. And I got to tell you, when you know, like in the fall and in like around that, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's my favorite. The entire thing in the entire fourth quarter we do, it's my favorite two things that we do, and we have these guys in and talk about all that. But now that the summer, spring and summer is upon us, This is where you get to feel really good about the excitement that is going to be the grilling season here in Chicago. To me, the grilling season is 11 and a half months. But
you take a break, like what, right after Christmas?
Just anytime there's a major snowfall. Mm-hmm. If it's happening while I'm trying to grill, I have trouble with that.
When you get around to the grilling season, most people think right away, grill the burgers, grill the sausages, grill the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. But we've got other stuff that you can grill, too. We do a line of smoke products like a smoked chicken breast or a smoked duck breast or smoked pork tenderloin that go great on the grill. We have something that's called a Kassler rib, which is a smoked pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fantastic for the grill. You put sauce
on the
throw
it on
the grill.
Is it chop itself or is it like a whole roast?
Well, it's a whole loin, but we cut it into the chops. So you could buy it either way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's other stuff that can go along with the grilling season.
So now, if it's already smoked, Andy is our expert here. By the way, if you've got a question, you have a grilling question, 312-981-7200. These guys can answer any grilling inquiry you could possibly imagine.
Anything.
They know
it's been proven.
They know
you can't
how to
stump
do it.
Them.
We watched them actually at the store a couple weeks ago. We did a charity event out there.
Beautiful night.
Which was a beautiful night. And it, as you
that
said.
It was very well.
And
very well.
In the middle of the charity event, you have Jim Peterick playing. And then they're literally bandsawing some small animal in the other room. You're listening, and it's like everybody's going, "Oh my god! Oh god!"
No, everyone was fascinated.
We cut up the whole lamb, and we auctioned it off. We auctioned off the pieces, the chops, and the roasts and the meat, and just auctioned it off. And it was fantastic.
It was something to hear. I am the tiger in one room, in the other it was something.
Yeah,
anyway,
we're going to be doing some grilling over on during the Pride Fest. We're going to be out there. During that street fest there on Halsted, was 17th and 18th
June.
June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now this weekend, you've got extended hours too because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
You're going to open on Sunday.
Right.
Right, 9 to 2. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because we're closed on Monday, so we're going to open on Sunday.
A very good idea there. Now, I have a question though about if you grill out smoked product like that, isn't it? I mean, the fear would be it would dry out on the grill.
No.
Everything
is brined.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it stays juicier. So you're just heating it through,
because it's already
cooked.
Just
to get a little char on there, right?
Yeah.
And like Andy said, you put sauce, barbecue sauce on them pork chops. It's like nothing you never had before.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So you know, like these products here, we brine them for overnight. They're sitting in the brine for overnight, and then when they're actually smoked, they're just smoked like an interview was for like 7 hours. So
you brine like the smoked chicken breasts and stuff like that too, right? Those are brined.
Yeah, that's what's on the tray over there.
It's really good.
I love the smell.
And you see how tender you tried it. It's tender, right?
Yeah.
Very tender.
Very. But you just want to get them charred up. You want to get them
you're
sort of cooked
heating
and heated.
Them up. That's it. Right.
On the grill.
Right.
So it's kind of foolproof in some respects.
Pretty much.
Better if you're going to do like charcoals and stuff like that, that's going to get super hot and you're going to want to, you should do a couple of other things too, right? That's a good place to do your brats and
sure.
Other things.
Yeah, this is
that.
Something that's quick, easy, bam, you're ready to go. Because, of course we have all of our brats. We've got our lamb euros and we brought out the, something we normally do for 4th of July is the firecracker that has cheddar cheese, jalapeno cheddar, and
bacon
that we normally have. But we brought that out for this weekend, too, for Memorial Day. So we've got that in the case. And
let me give you a little suggestion here, people. Last summer, I did this. I had a sausage fest at my house. And
you did? You called it that?
That's exactly what it was
sausage
called.
Sausage fest. There you
honor,
go.
In honor of the Sausage Fest movie. It was a sausage fest, and we had we got a bunch of the stuff. I mean, it was like I think I had six different brats that you guys had, and I had like 20 people over, and my daughter was cooking, and my son-in-law was cooking. Yeah. It was just like a whole big like cooking thing. And it was when we just cut them up into little pieces and then let people guess like what it was.
Yeah.
Because it is amazing. You know, you stop and you think that like all those kind of encased meats are all going to taste the same. They don't.
Nope.
They don't.
Nope.
They're amazing variety.
Not at all. And then you could serve it with a bunch of different mustards or sauces.
Yes.
Or, for instance, here I brought the ranch aioli.
Ranch aioli.
Yes, sounds ranch good. Aioli, and that's by Stonewall
Kitchen. Went to summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah. He sat behind me in school. Anyway.
Give another one for that.
Yeah.
He gets one.
And they have Stonewall Kitchen. We got a lot of their sauces and
love those.
Marinades. They put out a pretty good product.
If you were going to try to brine yourself, like come pick up your meats from you and do it at home,
right?
Any advice you have there for people like myself who haven't done that before?
I would say after you brine it, just make sure you rinse it off well. Otherwise, it's going to be awfully salty.
Okay,
that's the only thing.
Because it's sitting in it. What do you do?
Salt and what?
It depends on what you're doing. If it's a big piece of pork roast,
mm-hmm.
we usually are pumped and then they sit in the brine because that helps it cure faster.
If you want to do that at home, how do you?
So if you do it at home, you can't just brine it for 12 hours like we do. You have to probably brine it a little bit longer to penetrate all the way through. We pump them with a needle.
Yeah.
So like our hands
get that. You can get that at any kind of cooking supply kind of place.
You just need a needle. Just pump it with a little brine. Mm-hmm. Then you can do it 12 hours overnight. But if you don't have that, it would take longer for it to penetrate.
And if anybody in your family has diabetes, just ask them for their syringe. You can kind of do it that way,
that
too.
Be hygienic,
yeah,
sure.
It's one way of looking at it.
Why not? Grandma.
Exactly. Grandma, where are your needles? Yeah, that's not so good.
No.
But you can get that, like, any of those, Bed Bath & Beyond. They've got those, you know, they're, like, long, like,
we have them
needle
too.
Things. Yeah.
We sell them, too.
You got them. So you just go in, you get them for that, and you pump that through, or you let it sit. And generally, brine is... like one part salt to one part sugar, right? Is that
how
you
there's
do it?
A little sugar, more salt than sugar.
So
a lot more salt, but
half,
just a little
half,
sugar.
One part salt to half
maybe,
part sugar,
maybe half or less
to like three parts water, something like that.
Something like about like that. Yeah, we have actually a brine that you could buy.
Oh,
it's called pink salt.
Well, then
that solves all the problems.
People buy
right
that
there.
And then brine it themselves.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it falls off the boat. I did that. A couple weeks ago with chicken.
You did?
The brine, chicken, and you know, you did the big quarters on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that going, and it's
a lot of people brine their turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I heard of that. The biggest reason to do it so it doesn't get dried out.
Right. And you know, we've also got the stuff that people are more and more getting into smoking their meat. So, you know, we have the pork shoulders, and we have the brisket, and we have the ribs. A lot of people are doing smoking, a lot of smoking now.
Yes.
So we do all of our smoking in Hickory.
And there's no tax on them smoking.
Yeah, see, I see what you do. Oh, wait, hold on.
That's
falling
really...
out of Bill's mouth. Hey, the thing is, and that's the beauty part of going to Palina Market, which is at 3501 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. The beauty of this is you walk in and you can smell
all the
incredible, the charcuterie and the it smells like a European market, and they smoke on site, they cure on site, all that stuff. So you get that sense of like, you know, real stuff being done there. But it's fun for the kids too, because it's not, you know, there's some places like in Europe you go and there's something hanging there that you can recognize.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case.
No,
at the
no.
Market.
It's
I'd like to
very
point
polished.
That out.
Right. And it's really cool because you have the market with all the different varieties of foods and things like that you can pick up when you're there. So you always find stuff.
It's a full service store, vegetables, and we carry beer and wine.
Mm-hmm. Pickles, and, best pickles ever.
Pickles.
Best pork tenderloin I've
from,
ever.
We have a that's a barrel pickle. It's from Puckers Pickles.
Whose?
Out of a barrel, yeah. And we've got a big glass jar of those pickles sitting
tremendous.
On top of the middle counter. As soon as when you walk in, you can see it right above the sausages.
Chicago company, right?
Yeah, it's a company in Chicago called Puckers Pickles.
Puckers Pickles.
And they're great pickles.
Mm-hmm. Now, also important to note is they're not shy. When you're asking them to cut up something for you, you're looking in the case,
mm-hmm.
especially in the cold cut case. Or any, you know, the prepared foods or whatever, you mm-hmm. go, hey, could I try that?
Oh,
and you could go in there and, like, eat for, like, a year's worth of caloric intake before they charge you for anything. Because it's like, it's
amazing. You get so hungry being in that store.
Let's not get too carried away with that. But you are welcome to,
that's not really something you haven't had before.
Can I try that? Can I try a pound of that right now?
What that one right there. Give me another one.
Well, they have this veal loaf. That is just the crazy greatest thing. Sliced thin. It's almost like a cloud, right? It tastes it's so light tasting.
Right.
And it's so, and it's like, it makes beautiful sandwiches, especially you do it like on a heavy bread with the really
that's
light
pretty close
veal
to the same mixture that's in the veal brats. You'll get kind of the same flavor and the same texture as in the veal brats. It's in the veal loaf. It's just the veal loaf is baked.
Yeah.
Oh, and the, so the veal brats are stuffed in a casing and cooked.
And you guys make all of it.
Very good. We hand cut all of our own steaks. So we end up with a lot of trimmings. So with the trimmings, we use that to make our sausages. So our sausages have no additives, no fillers, no organ meat. No, they're the fresh. They're the best of the best.
Wow.
And the veal chops are the best, too.
And the veal chops are the best, too.
They are the best.
And what was the one you like, Kev? The
pork? They, in some way, and I mean this with the utmost respect, have ruined pork tenderloin for me, because the pork tenderloin we had at that event was, I don't know if any other tenderloin I'll ever eat in my life will match that. It was unreal. It was a heavenly experience.
I know. And the thing is, when you stop, because, you know, America, obviously, you know, like pork with bacon and stuff like that, pork sausage, things like and ham. But when you get like really great pork is, you know, theoretically better for you than red meat in a lot of ways.
Tricky,
right? Leaner.
Tricky to cook, too. So
that's not even that tricky to cook, though. If you do, I mean, that's the thing. You can cook once you learn the simple rules of pork. It's really not hard to cook at all. And people are always afraid, well, what if I do pork too? If it's not cooked all the way through, my head's going to fall off.
Yeah.
That is not true, first of all.
I've seen that happen, Ro.
But it is. But secondly, you have to be, you know, it's like anything. You know, you do sort of, you know, cook it to taste. And, you know, pork's got a little higher threshold of you know, considered, you know, 135, I think.
You're going to come in and buy a large, let's say, pork roast, either boneless, bone-on, rolled, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're questioning on how to cook it, how long to cook it, what. Always ask any of us behind the counter. We've all cooked it before. We can give you cooking directions for any and everything you buy.
I love that.
Stay right here. Don't anybody move. Feel out of powder medics at the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots and then your phone calls for the Meatheads, 312-981-7200. If you have questions about anything, cooking anything, grilling anything, as grilling season starts officially this weekend here in Chicago, PolinaMarket.com for all details, by the way. If you want to go to Polina Market, 3501 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, 773-248-6272. Violetta.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago. That's 10:30 p.m., WGN-TV.
Meatheads are here from Polina Market, polinamarket.com. Polina Market's in Chicago, 3501 North Lincoln Avenue. People come from the nation around to the Polina Market here in Chicago.
Great
it's
place.
One of the great treasures that the city has. It's been in operation for generations now, and one of the when you go and you just walk into the place, you know you're in someplace very, very special, and I begin to salivate like a dog.
I know, it's the smell in there is so delicious, so delicious.
Bill Begale is with us. He's the proprietor, and then Andy, he's in charge of everything else.
Not exactly, but I'm there.
That is true. Andy is there. So if you have any questions, ask for Andy when you get in there. Because like on this weekend it's going to be rocking in there.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be good.
Because,
it'll be good.
And then Sunday, you're open. Normally not open on Sundays, but you'll be open this Sunday because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Correct, from 9 to 2. So. Normally, we would not be open. And Sunday's actually a pretty good day to come in because a lot of people don't realize that we're open. So it's not going to be as crazy.
That's a pro tip.
It's like on a Saturday, which will be very, very good.
But we sample a lot on Saturday.
Yeah, that's good about coming in on Saturday.
It's your day to go in there. Sampling day.
That is really true. Are you going to eat
that? Where are the samples?
Are you going to eat that? I'm always doing that.
How many samples can you take? Do you have like a limit for people like Ro?
I get in the line. I just keep going. You know, the toothpick samples, like they cut the brats up and stuff.
I think we had to stop you last time.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. And you have fish, too. You have to remind everybody because
we do have fish. As soon as you walk in, there's an aisle with some frozen fish and whatever you could possibly think of, salmon and tilapia and breaded and not breaded, and very, very good. And the prices for our fish are excellent.
Really?
I don't find it that that low anywhere else.
Let's get a phone call in. Here is Tom. You're on WGN. Say hello to the meatheads, yes. Tom.
Yes, well, I concur. Haven't had dinner yet. And, yes, I am like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah, salivating. Full salivation right now.
Yeah. Everybody. I have relatives that live close in there, and they're telling me I need to get there, and I definitely want to. Quick question. Ribs, smoking as far as temperature and duration.
How long? Andy, he was speaking English, Andy. I don't understand what the
problem is. His headphones are not working, unfortunately.
How are your headphones not working?
Anyway,
so what is the duration and temperature for smoking of ribs? Pork ribs, right?
Yes.
Yes, pork ribs.
Well, if you put them in a rotisserie smoker, you want to you're going to season them up, put them in there. You're going to start the temperature at probably 275, maybe 300, and you're going to let it go for hour and a half, and then you're going to put your sauce on and then let it go for maybe another hour and a half. And I would say the temperature is going to be 155.
150, 155.
And they just concurred there for you.
Spare rib will take a little longer if it's a spare rib. Okay. If it's a back rib, it's a little more tender. It cooks a little quicker.
And you could also lower the temperature, cook longer. It'll make it more tender. Some people like them chewy off the bone. Some people like them fall off the bone.
I like that spare rib, though. There's something about the spare
rib. I like the fall off the bone.
Yeah. You like the fall off the bone?
Yes.
I like a little tussle. Not much. A little tussle in the beginning, and then I want to kind of give up. But the problem is then you kind of get it in your teeth, and you're like doing that all.
That's a barbecue. That's not fun.
That's for later.
Yeah, that is right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, a little snack.
Tom, you got to get by there. It's unbelievable. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I hope that helped.
Yes. I'm sure it had to have. I couldn't have answered that question.
No.
Palina Market, 3501 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, 773-248-6272. It's the Meatheads. PalinaMarket.com. Stop in this weekend if you're getting ready for Memorial Day barbecue. And it's going to be, said that just like the governor, it's going to be open on Sunday, too. So you're going to, a little pro tip here is you go in on Sunday. It'll be a little lighter in there. Saturdays, although I'll tell you something, Saturday in there is so much fun
right?
Because you're going to pick a number and it's going to, you know, I don't know, it's going to take 20 minutes, whatever.
But you can go shopping in the store.
Right. And you're walking around and then watching other, to me, the best theater is to watch the other people order because. There might be some people in there that seem to know what they're doing more than others, mm-hmm. and then you watch them, you just kind of follow them around. Yeah. And you go, I'll do what he's doing.
I always listen when you're in there because you learn a lot about cooking.
On Saturdays, we do samples up front there. So there's a little buffet table. You can help yourself to some stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we're open till 5 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we're only going to be open from 9 to 2.
9 to 2. All right.
So get in there.
So get in there is right.
Thank you, Meatheads.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
And thank you for the delicious pickles, too, which I love.
There you go.
It really is a vegetarian's nightmare in here for
it's
Anna,
not, but because these guys always find something that they have that's delicious that they make in-house, like the coleslaw with the dill.
I brought her some of our homemade dill coleslaw.
Oh, so good. Mm.
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
We got homemade pasta salads. We got homemade ham salad, turkey salad.
Yeah, the ham salad's insanely great.
Great stuff.
Insanely great. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. We've got Judy Pollack coming your way with the WGN News in 2 minutes.